Lecture 16, Sacrifice and Greek Religion.
In our last lecture on Greek civilization, we looked at the democracy, and I spent a great deal of time looking at the organs of the democracy in some detail. The reason for this was that I wanted to try to explore what the principles were that underlay that system. And I think we were able to see that the idea of collegiality, of the rotation of office, of the annual holding of office, were all important principles that were built into the system, so that power was spread as evenly as possible through as many sectors of Athenian society. So that if we then ask the further question, how do we judge this democracy in relation to other systems? While it's true that it was an exclusive system, it was a club for Athenian citizen males and excluded women, slaves, foreigners, and so forth. Nevertheless, it still strikes me as an impressive achievement. It is to the Greeks that we in the West owe the notion of isonomia, equality before the law. That is a fundamental democratic principle. If you don't believe that everyone is equal before the law, it's very difficult to articulate an idea of democracy. The Athenians also practiced the regular scrutiny of their officials, both before they took office and at the end of the year of office. And this must surely have cut down on a great deal of what otherwise would have been peculation and abuse of the system. The Athenians, in fact, pioneered the idea that it was the function of government to guarantee justice through a fair legislative system in which the laws were known and agreed upon by the whole population, in which juries were drawn from the entire population. Even in the marketplace and in economic affairs, their officials were there to make sure that fairness prevailed. So I would suggest that in many respects it was quite a remarkable accomplishment, and one to which we owe a great deal still today, one certainly that we can admire from the distance of 2,500 years later. We've looked so far in our survey of the 5th century at Athens as a democracy. We have looked at Athens as an imperial power. We have looked at Athens as the victor in the Persian Wars. Today I want to turn my attention to another aspect of life in ancient Athens, and one that is absolutely critical to our understanding of the Greeks and particularly the Athenians. And that is to the issue of sacrifice and Greek religion. The belief systems and the ideas, the practices of the Greeks reveal a great deal of difference between them and us. And so, harking back to a theme that I introduced early on in the lectures, this is going to be an important lecture for us to try and grasp an essential difference between the Greeks, and then to see whether there is some similarity as well between their concept and practice of religion and our own. If we begin at the beginning, that is to say, cosmology, questions of where the gods came from and who the gods are, the belief system of the Greeks, what we find already is that there is a fundamental difference between the Greeks and modern society. Hesiod writes about the origins of the gods, but his stories are not universally accepted by all the Greeks, and, what's perhaps more important, there are even competing stories about the origins of various gods. Let me give you an example to illustrate this. One of the stories concerning the goddess Aphrodite was that she had been born of the union of Zeus, the father of the gods, and a nymph, Dione. Now, this idea of a divine birth, thanks to Zeus and some divine or semi-divine consort of his, is, of course, very popular with the Greeks. There are many gods and goddesses that come into existence precisely that way. But interestingly, the Greeks had a whole second story about the origins of Aphrodite that bore no relationship at all to the story of Zeus and Dione. According to this other version of the birth of Aphrodite, which we read about in Hesiod's Theogony, in the second generation of the gods, Cronos cuts off the genitals of his father Uranos and hurls them into the sea. And when those genitals wash up on shore, the foam made up of these severed organ and the blood and semen and the sea foam itself at the edge of the sea gives rise to, it is the birth of Aphrodite out of the foam. And the Greeks etymologized this story by claiming that Aphrodite came from the term aphros, which means foam.